Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
Today we're in Psalm 119, beginning in verse 32. We read, I will run the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. Notice once again we see the psalmist saying, I will. The determination of the psalmist is amazing. He's really put all of his heart into this, and he's willing to do whatever it takes to follow the ways of the Lord. I think it's so important that we choose to follow the ways of the Lord. In this case, he's saying, I'm going to run. He wasn't going to be passive about the things of God. He wasn't just going to sit along the sidelines, but he wanted to get into the game. He wanted to get on the track and start running. The picture is like a cross-country runner, a long-distance runner, that he wanted to make sure that he was running. Though he says the way, of course, we've always talked about so far in Psalm 119, the meaning of the way. He had his way, and then he had God's way that he talked about. His way, he knew, ended up in frustration. It always ended up in emptiness. But here we see him determined to run the way that God has laid out in his word. He says, I'm going to run the way of thy commandments, the course, the direction, the path of life, to follow what God's word has laid out to him. I think it's so beautiful about running the way. It tells us in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. You probably all know this verse. If not, you should mark it in your Bible, meditate on it, and think about it. It's a beautiful verse. Of course, they all are, but we read, but they that wait upon the Lord, verse 31 of Isaiah 40, he said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, and they should mount up with wings of eagles, and they shall run and not be weary, and they should walk and not faint. You know, I could picture this. I remember being a cross-country runner in high school, and when you first start, you know, the beginning of the season, and you start trying to run, I can remember wanting to faint where my body hadn't been conditioned yet. As I was trying to get the legs to move, to go farther and farther each day as we would exercise all that much more on the cross-country track. But eventually we could do it. My friends and I, as we were running that cross-country, we could go the whole distance easily. As our exercise was mounting and we're using our body to do what it was built to do, was to run. And this picture is as we wait upon the Lord. The cool thing is that he's going to give us strength. He's going to cause us to mount up, and he's going to cause us to run and not to be weary. What a great God that we serve. If we just simply wait upon him as we go through our life, and here's the picture. He says, I will run the way of thy commandments. What a beautiful picture that we have of the psalmist. And then he says, when thou shalt enlarge my heart. See, of course, we know as an athlete, as a runner, you know, certainly as you would talk to various Olympics or football players, people say, or researchers have said, and doctors have said, that so often that they call the normal person's resting pulse rate is around 70 beats per minute. But some athlete, it's almost unbelievable, but they say that their pulse rate comes, their resting pulse rate, it could be right around 40 or 30 times per minute. And they say the reason why their pulse rate drops down so low and they're able to function this way is because their regular training and the demands they place upon their heart, that they actually determine that their heart becomes larger. And that means that because it's bigger, it's working more efficiently. With every beat of their heart, it actually pumps out more blood than a smaller heart of an untrained person. And so here's the idea here. He says, I will run. And he's been praying, oh Lord, help me to keep thy commandment. And as we're in God's word and we're choosing to follow God's word, we're exercising our faith and we're walking on the things that God has taught us, that our heart actually swells up and becomes bigger, where the Holy Spirit flows through our hearts and through our lives, and where we're able to experience more of God's rest, with less effort, we're able to experience the peace of God and the joy of God that He has for us to be able to experience. You know, I think it's so vital for us to exercise our lives in the things of God. That exercising and believing the Lord and trusting in the Lord, meditating on the things of God, and just pondering the good things that He has for us. I love it in the book of Galatians, where it speaks about, there in Galatians chapter 5, where it talks about our lives, about the fruit of the Spirit, which really what we're talking about here when the fact is that I will run the way of thy commandment is the Spirit of God that is the enabler. He says, when thou shalt enlarge my heart. He says in verse 22 of chapter 5, he says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. As such, there is no law. He says, if we live in the Spirit, we should also walk in the Spirit. So this idea, as we're walking, as we're running, as we're living in the Spirit, that our lives are going to bear forth the fruit of the Spirit. If you're lacking love, if you're lacking joy, if you're lacking peace this day, let me tell you, if you make that choice and say, Lord, help me to walk your way, choose to walk after the Lord, and He will enlarge your heart, and He will give you that desire for Him, and you'll be able to experience the fruit of the Spirit. As He goes on in verse 23, meekness, temperance, against there is no law. And so it's my prayer this day that we will run the way of God, that we will run the way of His commandments, that we will seek after Him with all of our hearts. And when we do that, then God will enable us, that He'll enlarge our hearts, that we'll be able to experience the full, rich life that that He has for us even this day. So may God richly bless you as we continue along in Psalm 119. God bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647.